So take me through your career while you were out on the Wrigley. So from where you started, what kind of work were you doing, as opposed to what you were doing when you went shoreside?
I went to work at Agret. Like I said, I started off with my dad on boat. And from there, I was deckhand there and worked my way into relief mate pretty quick. Because like I said, I had old mates really focus on me and teach me. And I left there and I went to Crowns Corporation as a deckhand over there. At Crowns is where I had steered a little bit for my dad here and there, but not so much, because I was really, at the time I was with my dad, I was just really focused. I wasn't focused on becoming a pilot. I was focused on, I want to be a good mate. You know, that's what I wanted to be a mate at that time. It had not changed to be a pilot. I knew I wanted to be a pilot someday, but right then I had, you know, all the time in the world to be a pilot. I was just a kid. And so then when I went to Crampton, that's when I really got interested in pilot house more. And I would stay up off watch, and guys would let me steer. And did that. And then I went and got a license. And Crowns had a steersman program, but I was way down the line on that. I wasn't going to get into that. So I thought I was, you know, ready to be a to go into program to become a pilot. And the port captain, he didn't think so. So what I did, and this works out real well, having the same name as your father. I called up Air Transportation, which was a company that ran Tennessee River, and I told them that I'd look for some trip work. And they said, who is this? And I told them it's Harley Hall, and I did put the junior on. And they assumed, because they don't tell them, they assumed that they were talking to my father. So they said, yeah, we've got some trip work. And they lined me up to go catch the Alamo. My first boat as a pilot was the Alamo. And I went to Decatur, Alabama, got on this boat. And the first watch that afternoon, I got on the boat. And I'm going up the river here, dead river, no high water current, anything, really easy run. That I had steered many, many times off watch as a deckhand. And I was shaking like a leaf, because it's, you know, it's me, so I'm on. This is make it or break it.
Yeah.
And then the old captain on there got up. When I got on, he was in bed. I relieved the pilot. And the old captain, he came up there, and I thought he was old at the time. He was probably 35, 40. And gruff old fella. And introduced himself, and he sat down back here on the couch and drank his coffee and cooked coffee, and he said, how old are you, son? And I said, 19. He said, what? I said, I'm 19. He sat there, and he said, where you work at Redmond? Where you been working? I said, Crowns. And then he dropped a bombshell on me. He said, how long you been a pilot? And I thought to myself, Lord, this could be the end of it. And I just almost lied to him, and I said, no. I said, well, about 5 hours now. And he sat there and he said, does the office know that? And I turned around and I said, no, and I sure appreciate it if you didn't tell him. And he sat there and he looked at the floor a minute. Long time. It's just a minute, but it seemed like ages. And finally he looked up and he laughed. He said, ah, hell, we'll make it. And we did. And we made it. And that man that I stood that first, you know, watch with, He's on one of my boats right now making a trip for me.
Really?
Jim Robson. And he